Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Bennett and Michael J. We are guest hosting on the Power Hour today. We are honored to be with you on August 29th or 23rd, when the threes get almost invisible here. And we are going to be talking about a lot of the news that we have coming on, and we're going to have some analysis with some guests. So let us first pray for our Heavenly Father to bless us. God, we ask you to make every word that we say and every thought that we have come from you and for your glory. We ask your blessing on this radio program, on the listeners, on the servers. Protect us. Give us wisdom. Lead us in the direction you would like us to have this conversation of what is going on in America, who we are as your children, as your vessels of salt and light, as your sources of truth. We ask you just to anoint us to be a wonderful blessing to all who hear us today, and give us new direction. We pray for our President Donald Trump. We pray for all those in government. We pray for righteousness, and we pray for the unrighteous and the evil and the wicked to be cast back and fall backwards, and for the righteous to be protected and rise up. We also ask for a blessing on those leaders and the other countries that are engaged in a situation of tension and conflict. We're asking for deliverance from these things. We're asking in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Michael J., I'm going to let you introduce yourself and what your thoughts are on America so far and what we're going to be getting into today. And I'll hand it over to you, Michael J.
Thank you, Scott. Your opening prayer reminded me that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. A lot of people believe that our problems in America and in the world can be solved politically, but this is not true. History shows us that our humanity has been deeply damaged by our rebellion and our rejection of moral law. And there is a stark contrast between today's America and the America of the 1600s, of the 1700s, and afterwards. And we've seen that there are influences in the world today, secret societies, people that control international currency, fiat currency out of the City of London, and these different kinds of I call them the temples of false weights and measures, like the Federal Reserve, that they have been in our nation and in other nations using the World Bank and other kinds of things, the IMF. They have been bankrupting people, lending them fake money, putting them in debt, and then when they can't pay the debt, using international regulation and their own power structures to go in and start raping these nations, stealing their resources, controlling their people. They've turned our Congress into their own servants through blackmail, through other kinds of mechanisms that we've found that a group of people that can create so-called money out of nothing and then use that power to purchase people's loyalty, or use that power to hire people that would be willing to kill for very little, that this kind of power has infected our nation and this generation in ways that are immeasurable. So what is it that we can do when most of what we see, most of what's reported on, are essentially only symptoms of the real problem? Symptoms of the condition of mankind, symptoms of groups of people, groups of nations that talk about the problems but never a solution, because the solution is to actually remember God, turn back, consider the paths of righteousness. And this solution is not being offered by a leadership in any nation that I see. I don't see anyone saying we need to fast and pray, we need to ask God to turn us back, we need to ask God to give us repentance, because America used to actually be able to demonstrate their charity towards other nations in a way where, yes, there was always a hidden dynamic of of evil, but it was hidden because most of America understood. So we had people that were sending monies to nations that were ravaged by storms or other kinds of different afflictions. But what we're seeing now, though, is America is exporting things like gay pride. Exporting, facilitating the murder of the unborn, facilitating technologies of war, horrible technologies of war are now being created, using their, high-tech, digital, facilities now where we see that, 5G and other kinds of radiation technologies like directed energy weapons are being developed in a way that most people in the world will have no defense against. Now, this is obvious as a point where people should be concerned, should be looking at this in a way where they need to ask themselves, where will we turn? What can we hope in if the people that have the money and the power, or a great majority of it, are without any conscience? What is it that can make a difference in a world where you can legalize every kind of perversion, but you can actually start charging Christians with hate crimes if they warn people about things that the Word of God makes plain, that if you are engaged in this, you will be destroyed forever in hellfire? What is it where righteous people, whistleblowers, people that are exposing treason and corruption are thrown in prison or put to death, like Michael Hastings and other people that, what was that brother's name, Webb? Was that George Webb? No, not George Webb.
I'm not sure,
but anyway, yeah, that brother that was killed when he was working for the San Jose Times and exposing the the CIA involvement in bringing in cocaine and heroin into America and crack cocaine. So what we're looking at, Scott, is that whistleblowers are now being charged with treason, with people that are actually warning people about the sinfulness of perversion. These people are being charged with hate crimes. And the Word of God says this: when the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? So, yes, we are praying for our leaders. We're praying that God give repentance to people like Bolton and Pompeo and Mr. Trump. We're praying against the influence, the obvious influence of Zionist mass murderers in our government, and the obvious links between the operations like Epstein had, with our leaders being taken down to Orgy Island, and then all of a sudden people like one of our Supreme Court judges, Roberts, reversing himself on plainly moral decisions. He chose to go the other direction, the contrary direction, the direction contrary to the Constitution. And yet there's evidence that he and people like Dershowitz and others, and including Rudy Giuliani, have been involved in perversion and in treason. What do we do, Scott? What is it that must happen in the world? Because, as we've discussed before, the blame for this kind of acceptable hypocrisy and acceptable compromise, moral compromise, must be laid at the feet of people who claim to represent God. They claim to represent the Lord Jesus Christ. They claim to declare the kingdom of heaven. And yet these people are, I believe, the most compromised people in the world, and these are the false pastors and the false teachers preaching a gospel of Zionism, a gospel which is not a gospel, a gospel of prosperity, a gospel of Christianized humanism, but they are not preaching the kingdom of heaven. They're not preaching repentance in the world. They're not shining a light on the unfruitful works of darkness, but they're going along to get along. Scott, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think you're right. A lot of it stems from the disintegration of the church and the leadership has ceased to be leaders. We've got a lot of beta males in the church positions that are out there just to get along, to get money, to just lead fat, sleepy, lazy lives, talking about no real salt and light issues, not moral stance issues, not being a preservative in the culture, not being a rock in a culture. Instead, these church pastors, and they've turned into corporations and mega churches, and just are talking about very weak, watered down subjects, and it creates a very weak, watered down society, and morally compromised. And there's no talk of sin and hellfire and the need for Christ as the redeemer. There's no call for accountability and in righteousness. And at the same time, there's been this massive brainwashing of Christian Zionism. The notion, the apocalyptic notion and the revelational notion or theory that the Book of Daniel and the Book of Revelation and all of the other books are pointing to this end time Armageddon, Magog, Gog, sort of climactic episode that involves Israel and Jerusalem and kings of the East and Russia and all this other stuff, which may or may not happen. And in a sense, it's none of my business. It's like trying to flip forward in the TV guide and see some event that's program that's coming, but it's not going to channel or a time. And it's nebulous. There's big parts of it missing in the description of the program that you just don't see because we see through a glass darkly. But yet John Hagee and so many of these other pastors are passionately and adamantly and feverishly pushing this apocalyptic agenda for really 30 years. And they've been so intoxicated with this vision of revelation that they've lost sight of, that's God's business. It's none of our business how he does, when he does it. It's our business to be salt and light. Occupy till I come, he says. Be ye my disciples. Preach the gospel to every creature. Instead, we're preaching this apocalyptic, vision to people like Donald Trump, and the Christian Zionism has yielded political, military alliances and military, diplomatic, favoritism to Israel, and it's all based on this Christian Zionism notion, and that's the big problem that I see, because now, forgetting what we've, this built up after, it's built up from the 80s and the 90s, but now it's at a crescendo. Now you've got Donald Trump, I think the president, really being seduced and deceived by these a lot of these pastors that are pushing American policy to give the Golan Heights to Israel, to transfer the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, to now we've got these Lindsey Grahams trying to form a military alliance with Israel, so that if Israel gets into a fight, launches an attack against another country, the United States is bound to provide defensive support and offensive support to Israel. That's a treaty that Lindsey Graham is trying to get through the Congress and the president to sign it. I think that would be disastrous, because it's a setup for the Israelis to go over and bomb Iran like they've done to Iraq, and that they
recently did that to Iraq. They're continuing to commit murder, Scott.
Yeah, it's dangerous, because, this is not in America's best interest. It's not in our Constitution. We don't need to be defending Israel. We don't need to be defending any country, really. I mean, the notion of totalitarian, takeover of countries and this and that, really that all ended, hundreds of years ago. I really don't think it's been anything in World War One. Interestingly enough, World War One was started just because of such an alliance. Let's remember, I think it was the Archduke Ferdinand of Bavaria or Hungary or one of these countries, that was killed by a Serbian radical. And as a result of one man being killed, Germany had entered into an alliance previously that whatever happens, they will step in. And it created this domino effect of One country declaring war, which caused all of these other countries to declare a mutual alliance with, you know, their ally, and thus enter into war. There's a good book on it, Fall of Giants, and it talks about, you know, Germany and Russia and France and, you know, the whole cataclysmic implosion of what happened. But that wasn't about conquest. That was really about, I mean, in a lot of ways, there's speculation that it was planned to take down the aristocracy and the feudalistic, order and the royalty and the royal families and those institutions. There's a lot of evidence that it was planned for that. But at the same time, what it did was decimate large parts of Europe. So it created a condition in Germany that was horrific. They were basically turned into slaves, and it caused an uprising in Germany 25 years later for World War II. But that wasn't about conquest. That was not about conquering any countries. And every war since that has not been about conquest, but it's been political and money-making. And now we see this situation with Israel. Now, that's not, you know, we're to love all people at all times everywhere. We're to love thy neighbor as thyself. We're to want salvation unto every human being. But we do not believe in dual-track systems. There's not one way of salvation for the Christian and another way for the Jew or the Muslim or the Hindu or anybody else. There is one name under heaven by which man can be saved. That's just the truth. And this Christian Zionism leads us in a different direction. So I think it's part of the great delusion. I really honestly think that is the great delusion. And it's funny to hear people like Hagee and others throw around slogans of Christian rhetoric and the rapture and the strong delusion. If it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. Well, I think they are deceived. I think they're being called and sucked into this delusion. I think there is an end times madness, but the political military level is very disturbing. and Donald Trump, for as much as we voted for him and we wanted him because why? Because he was more maverick than all of the other Republicans that were up there. I personally contacted his lawyer, Michael Cohen, in 2015 and gave him a copy of my book, Shell Game. And again, Shell Game was a military whistleblowing report for Congress, which we produced in 2012, myself and Brad Birkenfeld, when we went over all of the Swiss banks that were being utilized by the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton State Department and the Holder Administration, or I should say the Holder Justice Department, the Obama Administration, and the law firm Covington and Burling. All of that was in CIA under Brennan. All of that was written up in 2012. And that exposed what we're seeing now. That exposed a lot of the original criminality that I think they invented a Russia hoax to really try and cover up. Just to segue for a minute, one of the interesting things about the whole Shell Game that we reported was, besides Edward Snowden was part of it because he was one of the CIA guys after Birkenfeld when he was a Swiss banker. And Snowden worked with me at Booz Allen Hamilton, and Snowden's lawyer, Jesselyn Raddick, was also the same lawyer for Brad Birkenfeld. And I talked to her, and I talked to them about all of this and the military component. And Snowden left the country about six months later. He described to Glenn Greenwald the Birkenfeld CIA Swiss Bank DUI and how that turned him off. And then shortly after Snowden left, I got a visit from Tom Hamburger of the Washington Post and Michael Isikoff of NBC News. So Michael Isikoff and Tom Hamburger both came up and interviewed me about Shell Game for 2 hours. And the warden who introduced us was a guy named James Petrucci. And that same warden is now the warden who was assigned to clean up the Jeffrey Epstein jail. So there's some interesting parallels and links. Here's the warden for Jeffrey Epstein's case, James Petrucci, who knew me, who knew Brad Birkenfeld, bringing in Michael Isikoff and Tom Hamburger, and I have an interview, and then they do absolutely nothing. They say, Mr. Bennett, why do you think the CIA would do this? And they fail to do anything about it. They then go on to write the Christopher Steele memo about Donald Trump and invent this whole Russia hoax. Tom Hamburger invented a story about Donald Trump Jr. getting WikiLeaks cables, and he wrote Michael J. Erickson as one of the sources. And, you know, I think he maybe misspelled Michael J. Erickson for a code name for Michael J. Anderson. Who knows? But Michael Isikoff and Tom Hamburger went on to create this whole part of this whole Russia hoax thing. It started with Isikoff, and Isikoff was the one who started the timetable of the shell game report. So Isikoff really is a CIA asset that needs to be brought in and investigated and dumped, and all this stuff come out. Another person, of course, is Renee Alexander Acosta. Renee Alexander Acosta was the Secretary of Labor, which Trump recently let go. But before that, he was the one who gave the sweetheart deal to Jeffrey Epstein. And he was also the one that prosecuted Brad Birkenfeld and threw Brad in jail and confiscated the Swiss bank accounts that Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder and the Obama administration used for their nefarious activities. That's Renee Alexander Acosta. You can Wikipedia it, and if they haven't taken it down yet, do a screenshot. But there's dirt, there's corruption, and Renee Alexander Acosta needs to be hit like a pinata by President Trump and dump out all of his experiences and his connections, because he worked with Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, Lanny Brewer, the law firm Covington & Burling, Union Bank of Switzerland, the government of Switzerland, Wolf, chairman of the Americas of Union Bank of Switzerland. Renee Alexander Acosta worked with all of them to do this big bank cover-up. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us. Scott Benner and Michael J. on the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rinse.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rinse.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
You gotta love that song.
Go for it.
You just gotta love some of those songs Michael Jackson did. In the 80s were a great time, and Mike, I'm gonna segue and I'll give it back to you, but one of the things we were commenting early when we opened the show was, you know, some of the things that are happening in America and where, why it started. The church had a role, and also the presidency has a role. I remember, and you probably know and can reflect on this even better than I can, but I just remember growing up in the 1980s, and Ronald Reagan was the flag of sort of moral character that everybody looked up to, everybody checked, everybody measured themselves by to a certain extent. Yes, some liked him, some did not. I don't know why people would not at the time. I think Reagan was a great president, not discounting some of the foolish things that were done, whether it was Grenada or others, but just all, overall, I think Reagan was a great president, and he had a moral character. He had a presence about him that everybody respected. And then George Bush came in, and something changed. I remember I was in high school when Bush came in, and he just did not have it. And then all sorts of bad things started happening from Panama and then you had the Gulf War. And, of course, all of this was cloaked in cowboy patriotism. America, the exceptional, America is the leader of the world. We're the beacon of truth. We're John Wayne on Hyo Silver, whatever the propaganda was.
Don't forget the thousand points of light, brother.
Yes, yeah. So George Bush comes in and everything kind of starts to weaken and bend and get a little bit weird. And then Bill Clinton comes in. And the moral antenna just starts to droop, you know, into a flaccid bending piece of licorice rather than a pillar of cement as Reagan was. And Bill Clinton comes in, and then things really start getting ugly and crazy. You get NAFTA, you get almost communism come in, you get high tax hikes, you get moral decadence. You didn't have the internet back then at all. You didn't have cell phones back then either. So you didn't know other than what the mainstream media reported, and they never reported about Juanita Broderick, who Bill Clinton raped. You didn't hear about all the other stuff. You didn't hear about the Arkansas cocaine running operations that Bill Clinton did as governor for George Bush, senior. All of that was contained in Deep Black, by the way. And let me just share it with people. If you're interested in some of the background of Deep Black and of Shell Game and of what you're seeing coming out now with the Russia hoax and Michael Isikoff and seeing the actual documents that Michael Isikoff sent me, and all of this jazz and put together a lot of this, intel, like the Epoch Times has been doing since we reported a lot of it to them too and work with a lot of their writers. You can go to shellgamewhistleblower.com. And the book is Shell Game, A Military Report to Congress. I've also got a book up there that we put together with a variety of other authors on 9/11. It's very revelational about all the different scientific components of 9/11. So if you go to shellgamewhistleblower.com, you can get the Shell Game report as well as the 9/11 report. And there's a donate support button and things like that. We always welcome you. And our own radio program, of course, is on Wednesday and Fridays, 1 to 3 p.m. Pacific at freedomslits.com. And we always love to be with the Power Hour, though. And we hope you're supporting them with your prayers and your donations, because this is the last bastion of freedom to talk about these things unapologetically and without the suffocating plague of political correctness. But the Bill Clinton era really transformed America. I think one of the reactions, of course, was Contract with America and the Republican takeover of the Congress in 1994 as a reaction to Clinton. But with that, we added up, the biggest thing in the 90s, Mike, I think, was the fall of the Soviet Union and our attempt to cannibalize and take over Russia. And the Chechen War that happened, and we were backing these Islamic extremists. We were pursuing this full military empire, and Russia, instead of being brought into the fold, brought into NATO, as Yeltsin and Clinton often discussed, talk about election meddling and election support. Bill Clinton ran Boris Yeltsin's election operations. Yeltsin was the president of Russia after the Soviet Union fell. And he basically was the puppet of Bill Clinton. So, you know, we're in a weird twilight zone of hypocrisy when you understand history. And nobody seems to understand history. You look, even look on Fox News, you know, and Hannity last night. My God, he's jumping up and down like a pro-Israeli cheerleader. Every other word is, Zionism or anti-Zionism or anti-Semitic and all this stuff. And I'm just thinking, this is laughable. This pro-Israel and the other, you know, guys are up there, Gorka and everyone, they're constantly falling over themselves, stressing that everything's about Israel, everything's about anti-Semitism, and it's not. I'm thinking, what about the people in Oklahoma or Idaho or Colorado or Florida or in America talking about, you know, grass issues, blue-collar issues, infrastructure issues, road issues, taxes issues? What about all these problems with the immigrants in tent cities? And of course, Democrats are in these cities causing it. What about the financial interests of these people and student loan interests? What about the young people that are being decimated by these poisonous factories of idiocy in higher education when they're turning into these Antifa thugs? They're so schizophrenic that they're cutting off their penises and calling themselves girls, or gluing one on and calling themselves guys, and they're running in each other's races, taking the scholarships from the other kids who are real biological girls or boys. And this whole androgynous hermaphroditic push, that seems to be just destroying our young people and destroying our marriages, destroying the natural attractions. And there's just a weird, horrible mental disease that seems to be taking place. And that was, all started, I think, under the Clintons. And then, of course, it was ushered in with the 9/11, George Bush Sr. and Dick Cheney. And from 9/11, we've had 19 years of continuous bombing and destroying of these countries, from Afghanistan, then Iraq, then Libya and Syria. And now we're trying to do the same thing to Iran.
Yemen, Somalia.
Yeah. I'll hand it to you, Michael J.
Yeah, thanks. You know, it is important that we remember that because our nation does not have moral guidance anymore. We've got politically correct guidance. We've got the strange phenomena of the dialectic where they pit gay against straight, white against people of color, Christians against Zionists, and they want to call Christians anti-Semitic. A real Christian does not recognize Zionism as something from God. A real Christian who understands the Word of God recognizes Zionism and Bolshevism as linked to a New World Order push for a fake one world religion. And you can, if you are concerned about this, you can look up the new push for the Noahide law structure that has been recognized by numerous presidents since Reagan. I think he didn't really understand what he was doing. But the reality of the Noahide law structure turns America and the rest of the world into a lower class of people under the rule of a Zionist sociopaths. People in Israel that are running the structure that promote white slavery, especially white European women, that promote total depravity and homosexuality, that promote the hatred of people of other faiths, all Christians, all Jews. They promote that these people will be guilty of idolatry and subject to decapitation. That's the law system they're trying to bring in that is contrary to the Word of God. And people don't seem to understand that there's a reason why President, I call him Mr. Trump because I want him to act like a president, then I can start calling him Mr. President. But Mr. Trump backed away from the necessity of waking up America to the fact that the Zionists and our CIA and our military and the Saudis were responsible for blowing up the World Trade Center, for sending a missile into the Pentagon, for doing all this damage to create the terror wars where we have been facilitating the murder of tens of millions of innocent people that oppose Zionist Israel. Because they wanted their own national sovereignty, like Libya used to have, and it was the most prosperous nation in all of Africa. The true story of who Gaddafi was and his love for his people, his resistance to sociopathic Wahhabi Islam was legend. He didn't put his people under bondage. He wasn't a tyrant. He was about to turn all of Africa into a paradise with his gold-backed dinar. No, they had to destroy him like they had to destroy the government of Ukraine. They had to steal all of his gold like they stole the gold from Ukraine. They wanted to get rid of Assad over in Syria, and they stole most of Syria's gold also. The United States did. So the reality of our being crunched before before these dialectics of Zionism versus the rest of the world, and the reality of George Bush and people that have been used as controlled opposition to confuse us, including Mr. Trump. He's being used as controlled opposition to what is really necessary to make America great again. And I, by the way, I don't believe that's going to happen because we have turned away from God. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and also every nation that forgets God. So this thing that Mr. Trump is doing has been, you know, pretty much controlled opposition. He's actually not allowing us to see the true path back to righteousness because, one, he's not teaching repentance. He's not calling the nation to prayer. He's not making a difference between true Christianity and the Jesuit Zionist education and the Jesuit Zionist programming that he is actually demonstrating and pouring out. You know, he doesn't represent Christ and he doesn't represent the real America. And the problem is you have people that are in the demonic rat party saying we need to get out of other nations and stop doing wars. We need to say no to war with Iran. So have the most immoral party
in the history of America saying what's right so you can damage that right path. Have somebody, a sociopath like Janet Reno saying Waco was all for the children. Okay, that's the same policy. Have a pro-sodomite traitor like Lindsey Graham running the Senate. This man deserved death. He was a partner to treason with John McCain. So the reality of seeing controlled opposition and constantly being barraged by moral imbeciles like Sean Hannity, promoting Antichrist Zionism because he's also linked with the Temple of Lucifer, that is the Vatican. This kind of strange and surreal backdrop of American culture is permeating. And like Scott said, when the public fool system was taken over by communists, sociopaths, pro-homosexual, pro-child pedophilia, pro-communism, when our schools were turned into indoctrination centers, what happened? Well, look around. Now, the real enemies of the fake America are people like Christian homeschoolers, Christians who believe in the Constitution, Christians who believe in the Ten Commandments, Christians who want to get America out of the UN and get the UN out of America, Christians who actually believe that the Bible is the truth and that people that are involved in perverted sex and every other kind of fornication and adultery, that these people are lost and they're taking their children with them and they're permeating society with moral wickedness. These are now in the programming mindset of these sociopathic, narcissistic, delusional New World Order clowns. All of a sudden, Christians that prayed for America, that used to sing My Country Tis of Thee when we were growing up, that used to sing God Bless America, that believed in the Ten Commandments, all of a sudden now these are politically incorrect people teaching hate speech. Look at Canada. Oh, Canada. Run by a pedophile, run by somebody who was an MK Ultra person raised up like George Bush Jr., like Macron. This Trudeau is a sociopathic monster, but he was getting away with it because Canada, under the control of the Queen, one of the most prolific and mass-murdering monsters in the world, with respect to her penchant for little children, the reality is that we're seeing people that are, you know, on the outside, they look relatively gentle, relatively harmless. They're all about, let's just be very sensitive to what people will think and what they will feel when they're confronted with their immorality. Let's just protect them from people who really want them to stop doing what's destroying their souls. We have to protect them from people like that. They've actually put into place laws that if you try to tell a homosexual that he can be healed of his immorality, you can be charged with a hate crime. So what's going on when good becomes evil in the hearts of men and evil becomes good in the hearts of men? What we're seeing is that the total depravity of man, which is actually the message that the Word of God teaches, that's why we need a Savior, that's why God loved the world so much he gave his only begotten son that whoever would believe in him, not just in their heads, but in their hearts, would not perish eternally, but have everlasting life. Now, my brother Scott and I have both been called by God, been called out of sin by God, been called out of darkness into light, been called out of going our own way into a path of righteousness. That God who walked with me in that false flag horror called Vietnam and used to show me where the mines were and the booby traps and helped me to pray for my enemies that I wouldn't kill anybody and that they wouldn't kill us, that same God continues to work in our lives to show us that right now that the way is broad, that leads to destruction, and many, even the multitudes, even the majority, it seems, of the people around us are going in that way that leads to destruction. But the way of truth, the narrow way that leads to life, is not found except by very few. Does it mean that God can't save multitudes of people? No, God can do that. But he wants to use godly people, a remnant, a people who will not seek to save their lives because they're not they're concerned about what other men will think. Godly people are concerned about what God alone is going to approve of. And anything less than that is idolatry, is unbelief, as it is written. The fear of man is a snare. If you're afraid of men, that you won't, then you won't speak out like Scott did, even in prison. Then you won't send all these reports of treason up into the Congress, into the Senate, into the chain of command. Because when he was in prison, he was still an officer. He was reporting what had been hidden from him because the same people that threw him in prison threw Brad Birkenfeld in prison. But some white hat did a profoundly surreal U-turn in Scott's life in the middle of Oklahoma because he was headed out to prison out here in California where his family is. They gave him a U-turn, sent him back into the same barracks on the mountaintop in Schuylkill, Pennsylvania, in the same barracks that Brad Birkenfeld, because Scott Bennett was a terrorist finance officer, looking for the very reports that this government under Clinton and Brewer and Fast and Furious idiot.
Eric Holder
threw Birkenfeld in prison, and all of a sudden, there's Scott Bennett sitting opposite Brad Birkenfeld in prison, and he finds out who he is, and Birkenfeld finds out who Scott is, and he's mad as a hornet. He's mad as a hornet. He came over here to expose terrorist financing and the links to the Clinton Foundation. He had the WikiLeaks cables that he was also revealing to Scott Bennett. And by the way, when we were sharing these WikiLeaks cables in this report with Michael Cohen, this is one of the reasons why we believe they raided Michael Cohen's office under Mueller, the great cover-up artist who covered up who really blew up the Alfred P. Murrah building. He covered up who really blew up the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. He covered up what really happened in the false flag of Sandy Hook in the Boston bombing. This cover-up artist, this sociopathic coward, liar, and complicit in mass murder and genocide, because if he had told the truth, we wouldn't have murdered tens of millions of people in the Middle East. This Mueller, this creature who, oh my goodness, I forgive you for what you've done against me, Mueller, but the reality is I despise you because of your cowardice, your murder, and your lying to the American people, and you're facilitating genocide because you are a corrupted monster. And I'm looking for the day, because every one of us will face this judgment. I'm looking for the day when you actually, if you don't turn, if God doesn't give you grace, when you actually are cast into the lake of fire, I'm going to be there. And you, like all of humanity, really deserve it. But the issue is, some people, it seems, deserve it more than others. Why? Well, because even the Lord said, it will be more merciful for Sodom and Gomorrah than it will be for you. He was talking about people who saw the glory of God, the kingdom of God in Israel when he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and they had rejected it. Why? Well, because Sodom and Gomorrah didn't have the evidence of the miracles and the glory of God that people in Israel did, and they rejected it. So the issue is, there are places in hell that are much worse than others, and yet we can't even imagine how horrible it is. Scott, go on.
Yeah, it's interesting that you tied into the 9/11, Mike. I think that warrants, an update, because I don't know how many people know about what's happening in 9/11, in the 9/11 issue, but it is enormously significant what has just happened. We had an interview with Barbara Honegger and,
We're gonna hit a break in a second. Let's prepare the people for that because the news we have about 9/11 and what's breaking out in the fire departments in New York, what's gonna impact the whole nation and the world. This is so big. So just keep on going and then we're gonna hit that break.
This is the way to really look at it. The firemen in this country are perceived as the heroes of America, even more loved than the military, because the firemen rescue kids and people in dire straits, and they bring people back to life, and they take them to the hospital, and they save them from car crashes. They're loved more than cops. They're loved more than military, the firemen of this country, and the emergency rescue workers and the first responders. And they have now entered into the 9/11 revelations, the 9/11 exposure, and it is a incredible powerful opportunity that's coming, and I think it is going to reverberate through this country and create really an awakening like never before. I think this is one of the first dominoes that God is going to tip over, and every firehouse in the nation is going to be rising up, and they have a very simple choice. Do they stand with their fellow firefighters? Do they stand with the request and the demand for investigations, or do they not? Do they cover it up? Are you going to call firemen liars? Are you going to call firemen who've been dying of cancer and shriveling up into corpses dishonest? Or are you going to side with them? Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.